It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love.
What's your name? Your daddy,
who's your daddy? Be rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Rich like me, has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Hey, it's Thursday night, you know? Maybe I'm just a Philistine, or a Philistine, or perhaps a Phyllis Diller, but to me, the last 30 seconds of that song was just kind of bullshit noise.
Filler.
Phyllis Diller, or a musical filler.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
People talk about the zombies. Oh, they're super influential to everybody. They're like the Velvet Underground. And then there's that song, and the last 30 seconds of it is probably what most people like about that song. No, not most people. What the people who are really into music like about that song.
Really?
I don't know why that band is so...
That's what the...
That's just because I don't understand what the big deal is. Like, I kind of don't understand what the big fucking deal is with the Velvet Underground either.
Well, it's like the regular Underground, except for it gets you places faster and softer.
I see.
Yeah.
Oh, because so the faster was just it being the underground.
Yes.
Okay. See, I never thought of it as like a set of trains. I thought of it as like a society hidden from the rest of society.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you think of the Underground Railroad?
It's both.
Okay.
Right? It's literally a train.
Right.
Yeah. And it runs on pure hatred. Like the hatred that C.D. Moyer has for his most recent update, which we're about to push out.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like already that ready to go.
Yeah.
Crazy go nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. So it's like one of the most requested interface updates of all time, and I think it makes him angry that...
that he actually submitted to the will of the people?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. He loves the people.
Yeah. No, I don't... He's not angry at the people. I think he's angry at the update. He's angry that... He's... I don't know.
I don't get what's going on.
Do you even know what the update is?
Yes.
No, you don't. You're lying. You're just trying to pretend to be cool so the people on the radio will like you.
That's totally possible.
Well, we need to get this Twitter question out of the way first, because it's not really a question. It's just Xtanstick saying, "Hey, Hot Stuff, this is your weekly reminder from the player base to fuck the girl from Whole Foods." Yeah.
So noted.
Fortunately, rather unfortunately, well, fortunately for her, we're not in the same state as her.
We think.
No, I'm saying because, man, she won't be able to walk for like a week.
Yeah.
After you finally follow the player base's advice.
Yeah.
Because you'll have to have sex with her once for every time anybody has made fun of you about it.
Wow, that could be.
You have to do it all in one day, too.
Yeah, that's way too many times.
It's going to be rough. It's going to be rough.
I think that's bad for everybody involved.
Oh, come on. Just pretend you're like 14. When you're 14, you could totally bang the girl from Whole Foods 200 times in one day with no ill effects. Except for the fact that you would end up as a 14-year-old with 200 illegitimate children.
What? I don't think you know how sex works.
I guess you're right. Shit. Oh, well. You can show me later.
No.
Oh, boy. Yeah, so we're here. There's still fucking ants, man. Sorry. So CD Moyer's about to push it. I guess I'm gonna have to announce it while we're on the forums. Oh, people are gonna be so excited. And what the fuck for? Like, what if we were talking to some people who work at some friends of Hot Stuff's who work at a game company, and we determined that the most popular thing that we could do would be to add a version of Mafia Wars to Kingdom of Loathing. So, you know, because like the MMG, everybody's all like, "Ooh, I love the MMG." Oh, fullness counter. That's what he wants. He wants a fullness counter.
That's
what CD Moyer wants to put in next is the fullness counter.
Wow, that's
the next,
cool.
The next most requested update. Anyway. Yeah.
I like how you're being all teaserish.
No, I'm not being teaserish. No, you know, nobody's listening.
What?
Nobody ever listens
to us. We've got at least a dozen people listening.
Yeah, that's probably true. Hi, all y'all. We're about to add some shit that you might want. No, you know, the next thing, for whatever fucking reason this is so goddamn important, is the reordering shelves in the display case without having to do the tedious bullshit you have to do now.
Yep, yeah,
that's the next thing. So what have we done since the last? It's only been like a day since the last radio show. We had a big day though. We went and hung out with Clackling at Cryptic.
Yeah,
saw those offices. They're cooler than other offices.
Yeah.
Sort of. It wasn't really cooler. The offices, the cubicle bits were a little cooler than the cubicle bits of LucasArts, but the LucasArts had more and better concept art laying around. Although Cryptic had a lot of concept art.
Yeah, so not a lot, not as much, and there were no.
It
like
wasn't Star Wars
statuaries.
Yeah, there were no props from Star Wars. Yeah. But there were buildings like outlines of them. Clackling's cubicle is like a shower.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
There's water pouring from the above.
Well, literally, there was in a lot of the places.
Like from the sky.
Because of the sky and the water that falls from it.
Yeah, there was. It was weird. What's up
cubicles
with that?
With the sort of frosted, either I don't know if it was glass or plexi or whatever, that people were using as like whiteboards, I thought was really clever.
Yeah, but it's weird because you walk past and you see all this backwards text. Although there are pictures and the pictures look okay. It's clear that those cubicles are designed to promote longer hours. Having the opaque door that you can close makes it so you can jerk off at work.
I wouldn't recommend that in like an open-topped cubicle.
Why not?
Because you're never sure if you're being watched.
Yeah, maybe that excites you.
God is always watching.
Yeah, I mean, God can see you no matter where you're. Like,
I didn't ask.
He's crying.
I didn't know.
That's why it was betraying
some like fundamental sort of lack of knowledge on my part. But did you see all those cubicles that had like the green sort of tent thing in them?
Nope.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, okay.
Green tent thing.
Yeah, imagine like a slice of watermelon, maybe.
Okay.
Right? So you got like sort of a, that kind of shape, that kind of like arced shape, right? But you get rid of all the watermelon, so it's just like the skin, right?
Okay.
And then you, but about the size, half the size of a person. And then you put it out on top of like over the computer monitor. Like there were a handful of people that were in like QA that had that. And then there were a couple just lying around.
I mean, are they, like, what it sounds like is that maybe it's like a glare shield for the monitor?
But, I mean, this was in the middle of the cubicle farm, so there's like, except for, I guess, if the lights were on, which I don't know if they ever are.
I mean, it seems like sometimes they would turn the lights on. Yeah. Maybe they turn the lights on when they're showing the VC people. That was always a thing. Like, whenever, like...
Really?
In the company that I worked for, and maybe, you know, this was run by a much larger asshole than the assholes that run most companies, but... We always, you know, in the IT department, we just lift the lights off all the time because we liked it that way, you know.
Sure.
There was some daylight, which was nice, but, like, it was, you know, nobody wants giant fucking fluorescent lights on over them all the time.
Yeah, God, that sucks.
And whenever there was a meeting, whenever clients were coming in, he would make us turn on the lights. Because it seems more professional, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Seems like you're getting more done if the lights are bright. But dude, I don't know if it was what else could that be for?
I really don't know. I wasn't sure if it was some sort of privacy thing.
Oh yeah, maybe it folds down so you can get really close to your monitor so that you can masturbate at work.
Yeah.
You know, I spent a lot of time trying to figure out ways to facilitate beating off at work in case I ever ran a company, and I wanted people to just work 24 hours a day.
You think that that's what would allow them to work 24 hours a day?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, no, seriously. What else? I mean, why else do you need to leave?
I did have that dream where you had bought some sort of mansion and we were working out of the mansion and there were just girls around for us to have sex with whenever we wanted.
Oh, sweet. Like a harem?
Kinda, yeah.
Sweet. Like a harem chat channel?
Yeah, but...
You know how every once in a while you feel like there's a bug crawling on you?
Yeah.
You know, just like every once in a while that happens like all the time. Well, now it happens to me a lot, and then like about a third of the time it's because there is actually
heavy
a bug
bugs.
Crawling on
yeah.
me. Yeah. When I started the show, there was a bug on the F12 key of my laptop. And I was like, man, I hope that bug doesn't, you know, if that ant suddenly lifted 100 times its own weight, which it can, right? I know that it can.
Yeah.
I know from having been told that about ants in a lot of places. And having come up as a joke.
Are they
going to
hurt my computer if they crawl down into my keyboard?
I don't know. Like, I'm imagining, like, is an ant electrolytic? You know, do you suppose that if an ant crawled across a couple of solder points on a circuit board that it would short it out and fry the ant? Or would the ant suddenly become hyper-intelligent?
Sentient.
There you go.
Yeah. The fact that they are just, like, constantly crawling up on our computers... kind of weirds me out. Like, what is... Like, our computers aren't made out of sugar.
No. What the fuck do they want? What do they want with any of this?
I don't know.
What do they want? I mean, so I eat a lot of bagels in here, and I'm kind of sloppy, so I feel like there's probably some caraway seeds and shit underneath my feet. So maybe the ants want the caraway seeds. I'm starting to see a lot of dead ants.
How long does it take you to eat in the morning? Because I'm wondering what your period of... sloppy seconds is. Sorry. That was unnecessary.
Wait, what? Sloppy. Like how many seconds
yeah,
I'm sloppy
that?
For?
Yeah.
That was kind of a stretch.
I know.
And
it was,
gross.
It was funny to me.
That was gross.
What?
That was gross.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. That'd be a problem, I think, if we actually had a harem at the office.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, because you wouldn't want to, I mean, what? Yeah. I mean, it'd be like when you go and sit on the toilet and it's still warm from somebody else sitting on it. It's like, ugh. Only it would be like, you know, some prostitute's crotch. You'd be like, ugh, it's warm. I prefer my prostitute's crotches to be room temperature.
Or nice and briskly cold.
Yeah, cold, yeah, yeah. No, it's refreshing. it's invigorating.
Wow.
Invigorating.
I wonder if that dream was, like, spawned by seeing... a couple of scenes of swordfish.
Yeah.
Right?
Cause we went to a cigar lounge when we were on the way to our friend's place down south, and there was a big screen TV in the cigar. It was a super nice lounge. It was like just a big room, and it had all these windows, and it had all this nice furniture. It was like that kind of like, there is a particular kind of sort of fake opulence, not really fake, a certain kind of really deliberate opulence that I associate with like a lawyer's office, right? Like chairs that have more leather on them than they need to have, and you know,
stuffed leather.
Yeah, and you know, with like those weird metal big top snap nails.
What are you talking about?
You know, metal big top snap nails.
I want you to go to Home Depot and ask for those.
I would like some metal big top snap nails, please. You know, because they're... So I don't want wooden nails.
Okay.
Normally you use wooden nails to keep your circus tents down. So I don't want the wood ones, right? And I don't want the ones that are really slow to put in. So I want the metal big top snap nails.
Snap nails?
They look like snaps, kind of. So
the top side of a snap or the bottom, like the concave or convex?
They're convex.
Really?
And they look hammered, like nails, and they don't have little tops; they have big tops. Okay, listen. I know you know the kind of thing that I'm talking about. I just don't know what they're called. Okay, so imagine a piece of furniture that's wood and leather.
Yeah.
Okay, now imagine the border between the leather and the wood.
Those are always nails. That's like
kind
upholstery
of upholstery tacks. So a tack is a fucking nail.
No.
Attack is a nail. Attack with hammer marks on the head. It's a hammer?
No.
Okay, so it's a metal big top.
They're like brads. They're more brads than nails.
What's a brad?
Ask Brad.
I don't want to, because he's kind of a dick. It's funny, because like every Brad that I've ever known has been kind of a dick. Not like a super dick, like not, you know, like...
I know some cool Brads.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I guess that's the exception. But...
Disproven!
Maybe it is only, Brads that I know.
I'm like Mythbusters. I'm showing through experiment that you're wrong.
You know, somebody on the Twitter linked you to that XKCD where they're like, "Shut up, you people who are dissing on Mythbusters."
It was, but it didn't actually address any of the complaints. It was just like, this show is doing more good than bad, so suck it up. Was kind of the gist of the argument.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, maybe that's true. I suppose.
Yeah.
I just worry that like, okay, so do you know the show Junkyard Wars? By any chance?
That was the one where, was it like a British show? Where you had like a week to build, you had like a thing that you had to make, and then you had like a week to build it out of shit that you found in a junkyard.
A day or two. I mean, like
in one, didn't they have to build like a smoker?
You usually had to build vehicles of some kind.
You know what? Maybe I might be thinking of, and this is weird. I might be thinking of some sort of Good Eats Junkyard Wars crossover.
Oh, weird. Huh. I don't know.
I could be wrong.
Junkyard Wars, I mean, they were literally in something like a junkyard, and there were two teams, and they'd have, like, something that they each had to build. And it was a team of people that had some building skills and, like, an expert in the field, and each team had one expert. And then they would, like, sort of design something really quick and try to, like, just scavenge through the junkyard real quick and then build it, right?
Right.
And so some friends of mine from MIT were on the show, and... like in one of them they had to build like a fire boat, so it was like a boat that pumped water out of the body of water that was in and would put out something that was on fire, right?
Okay.
And the other team cheated, but it made for better TV, and so they won anyway.
How did they cheat?
They did a couple of things. They like stole some stuff from like an area that was supposed to be like, this is our stuff that's like protected, and like the producers just thought that was cool that they would be willing to cheat like that. And then they were in the rules, they were specifically told they couldn't use a bucket, like they couldn't, like the machine had to be the thing putting out the fire. You couldn't just take a bucket and like bucket water onto the thing to put it out, right? And they totally just used a bucket and just put it out, like two like just sort of blatant cheating things.
Right. Is it possible that the people who were not from MIT were more charismatic and less nerdy than the people who were?
It's possible. But what I'm saying is, like they set out a bunch
of rules. If there
were
any girls on the team, were they hot or were they MIT hot?
They set out a bunch of rules and then just sort of ignored them.
So that's why you hate MythBusters?
No. So what I'm saying is that TV is a lot more about the entertainment value than it is about the science or the sort of actual sort of truth of the situation, right? Like MythBusters, they'll pick something that's kind of boring, and then they'll be like, this is kind of boring. Let's add some explosions, right? And they kind of do that all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so...
Yeah. I mean, which I think is cool, right? Because that frequently they understand that, you know, science is boring.
Yeah, science is boring. Science is kind of boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is everything that actually accomplishes anything.
I don't know that everything is boring.
I guess sex accomplishes something.
Yeah, you have one kid per time you have sex, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to suck. It is really going to suck for the Whole Foods girl to have to give birth to 200 babies at once.
Well, but
I mean, you'll be long gone. Yeah. So you want?
Oh yeah. I was like, dead? Wait, that what? That doesn't make any sense. But maybe it's more like a queen ant, where it's just like popping them out.
Oh, I see. In sequence.
Yeah.
Like she just like unfolds her extruder. Just sort of like
ovipositor.
Ovipositor. Yeah.
Wow.
Ovipositor. I hardly know her. Do you suppose that if Morrissey ever got someone pregnant, that it would be a dude? Do you suppose... Let me stop that dumb joke to make the dumb joke that I set out to make in the first place. Do you suppose that if Morrissey ever got somebody pregnant, that he would participate in a Lamaze class? Because some people refer to Morrissey as Maz.
I did not know that.
What about Maz Def?
Do you think... in Russia, he would drive a Mazda.
Do you suppose that if a pregnant woman were rolling down a hill, that she would gather no lamas?
Wow. No, I don't think she would.
I have no idea how pregnancy works, do I?
Well, I mean, it depends. Have you been rolling all your pregnant friends down hills?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, they become a perfect sphere. Because they are literally... inflated with 200 babies.
Right.
I wonder how big a sphere of 200 babies would be. Probably not as big as you'd think.
How old are the babies?
But like babies.
Like 9 months?
Yeah.
9 months?
Yeah, like
gestations?
Born. No, like infants. Like
zero.
Newborns.
They're zero?
Like toddlers.
Do you think... Okay, so here's a question. When you're born, you're zero, right? You're 0 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So when you were in the womb, were you negative?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
I think you just weren't a
so
person.
So preemies... like are theoretically negative, but like
yeah.
They get to a point where they were supposed to be born, you know, in December or whatever, and they get born in September.
So they don't get to live as long as everybody else.
Well, why not?
Well, so if two people,
don't they get to live extra because they popped out early?
Well, no, because that they get it cut off of the prior. If two people, you know, are born and die at the age of 70 at exactly the same moment,
right.
The one who was born 10 minutes earlier got 10 minutes less time in the womb.
Well, that's assuming they were conceived at the exact same time.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Because I was like 9 and a half, 9 and three quarters months.
Mm-hmm.
I was not coming out.
I did not spend nearly that long inside your mom. Yeah, I was like maybe, I don't know, 45 minutes tops. Yeah. Oh, boy.
That's a funny joke.
That's a funny joke.
this is the best radio show.
LeBlanc says, how many listeners do you guys generally get in the run of a show? I always figured a lot more than a dozen. Yeah, I mean,
it used to be in the 300-ish range.
Yeah, now it's in the hundreds somewhere on listening live, and then probably in the low thousands as far as like downloads.
By low thousands, I think you mean
5,000?
Yeah, 5 is low. Thousands.
Yeah.
I don't know. You did the math at some point.
I did it at some point, yeah. I mean, I don't know when
There's like 5 or 6,000 downloads per show over the course of its lifetime.
Yeah, that's pretty weird.
Yeah, which might be multiple downloads for an individual. So
yeah, because who wouldn't want to... I mean, maybe they wanted to listen to it more than once.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you want to listen to it in each ear, so you have to download it twice.
Oh, yeah. Oh man, you know, I should start doing every show. I should apply the Abigail Bell of Kilronan filter to every MP3.
Idea.
Yeah, guys, I'm really sorry. For those of you who were listening to this on headphones, I'm really sorry I played that song.
I had never listened to that on headphones.
Yeah, neither had I. I'd heard the song dozens of times and never.
Oh, so then you was only after somebody complained about it that you
I had listened to it on headphones. This is weird. I had listened to it on headphones earlier that day, and I'd be like, "Ah, oh, God, that's horrible." But then when I went to pick songs, I was like, "Oh, this is a good song. I'll play that." Not thinking that people were going to be listening to it on headphones, or that we were broadcasting in stereo. That was the other thing.
We broadcast in stereo. The archive might be mono.
The archive is stereo, I think, now.
Is it?
Yeah, I think.
Which it depends on which file you use, I guess.
I guess it does.
The files that you have
Cantrin says they are plastic leaves. I don't know what you're talking about, but you're wrong.
I don't think they're plastic, because I think they were, like...
What are you talking about? What is she talking about?
The green things that go over the monitors, I think.
I did not even make the connection that that's the thing from before that she was
talking
about.
I mean, they kind of look like leaves. They kind of look like giant leaves, kind of, but...
Like the leaves of a
watermelon? They were not, like... I mean, they were made out of vinyl, I guess, but like...
Watermelon vinyl? Yes. Maybe they were records. Maybe they were stockings.
Watermelon.
Traded to European women for chocolate. No, wait, that's nylon, not vinyl. And also, I don't think they were trading them for chocolate.
Maybe it was nylon. Maybe it wasn't vinyl.
Maybe they were trading
I didn't touch any of them, so I have no idea.
You didn't touch any of the nylons?
Or the vinyls?
From the local gals?
Yeah.
When you were overseas.
Clacklin could probably answer this question for us.
He probably can. Maybe he will. Maybe he's listening, and maybe he will answer the question.
That is possible.
He sometimes sends things into the Twitter. Let's see. Wurotabak says, "Damn you, when you're at level 5, I can steal my own pants expectation. It's totally screwing with my head when I play Oblivion." See, in most RPGs, you can steal your own pants by just, like, double-clicking on them in your paper doll. That's the first thing I do in every video game that I play. I make a female character and take off all of her clothes just to see what happens. And usually what happens is I get a boner.
I was going to say, usually what happens is you get annoying people following you around.
Yeah. That was amazing. I wanted to take a screenshot. I wanted a screenshot of a building in World of Warcraft to show to the pretentious artist as an example of something. Because nothing like ripping off World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
In every aspect of my career.
Yeah.
But, so, I made a character that I knew was from a race that started near a blacksmith, right? And so I logged in, and I took off all the characters' clothes and just started running around. And it was mostly a joke for the pretentious artist. I wanted the screenshots to also have a girl in her underwear in the screenshot. But I just started getting crazy amounts of, like, private messages from dudes, and dudes following me around. They're like, "Well, you're hot." Like, dude, seriously, you realize that you could look like this in, like, 15 seconds. Like, what the fuck? Is wrong with a person?
Maybe it has never occurred to them to make a female character.
What is wrong with a person?
I think it is possible that they are just like, "Wow, that girl is really hot." And like they don't get past the fact that it's probably not a girl. Also, it's on a computer. Also, they could make a character like that and like control it. Like, you know, maybe they're just way, way, way less intelligent than you're trying to give them credit for.
Somebody sent a private message that said, "Hey, can I get some of that lol?" And I replied, "Sure, 10 gold. Just to see if he would give me 10 gold. And he was like, "Damn, lol." Yeah. Every once in a while something happens that makes me not want to set everyone on Earth on fire. And this was not one of those times.
Can you name any of those times?
No, not really. No. Most of the time, set stuff on fire is the order of the day. It's the next order of business. Tom Smizzle says, "Either of you stayed caught up with MS Paint Adventures? I know Riff has from Minimum Safe Distance. Available on the internet at minimumsafedistance.org. It's getting good." I kind of don't get the appeal.
I got
of MS
a Paint fraction of the way through the first one.
Yeah, so did
I. And I enjoyed it, but I just could not. It was too much content.
The notion that there were so many hundreds of them and
you know,
the guy's too... does that guy just not have a job? Like, I looked at it the other day, and he's doing, like, 8 or 10 frames a day. Which apparently doesn't always happen, according to Riff. Like, sometimes he goes slow.
I thought there were days without any
updates
sometimes.
I do not know.
I kind of like that he builds up this weird vocabulary of stuff that he then continually references, so it really pays off to continue watching. It's kind of like Buffy in that way, right? Like,
yeah, I guess.
I don't think you could jump into the middle of an MS Paint Adventures and be like, oh, I totally get this. This makes sense.
No, you know, it makes me wish that it was a game. It made me wish that guy made games.
Why?
Because I don't know why. You know, I think because I'm approaching it from the standpoint of somebody who is, like, you know, stupid, right? And I think, wow, they should make a game out of this, you know, because it's got pictures of game mechanics.
You realize that, like, in 15 seconds, you could draw that picture.
I just have my own.
Yeah.
I could just make my...
I was kidding.
Wow.
I was
kidding. Yeah, I should do that. I should make a game. Dude, I should make a game with crude drawings and joke...
And crude language.
Joke mechanics.
Crude language.
Not acceptable for your mother. Nah, your mom likes it when I talk dirty.
Not safe for wife.
Not safe for monks. I mean, fags. There's a lot of monks in this city.
Yep, Trappist.
Yep. Have we gone to any bars or restaurants that were monastery themed?
No. Not that I'm aware of.
Let's see. Some other people. Zombie Ham suggests that we make so you can cook a vampire heart in a pie crust to make a vampire. Glebes writes, I started playing this game when I was 16. I turned 21 last week. Thanks for all the young adult memories, guys. Well, Glebes has paid me back with the memory of seeing his creepy-looking ass in a dress.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Thank you, Glebes, for the memories that you've given me in exchange.
From behind, I was like, huh, who's that? And then I was like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I know.
That's a mess. That is a mess.
Right, because you freaked out because, oh, that dude's only 21. I can't have sex with him. I mean, that dude's too old for me.
Someone asked, do you suggest any tabletop RPGs other than D&D?
Who asked that?
I don't know.
Did that come in on the
Twitter? Because I get all the real names on my Twitter.
Oh, on the Twitter.
Terrific.
Danger Quest. The hell is Danger Quest?
Sir, RPGs... I really liked Shadowrun, but I don't think anybody plays that anymore.
I think people might play Shadowrun.
It was such a cool world. Such a compelling setting.
Not cool world. No, like not the cool the world, RPG no. based on that Tim not Tim Burton. It was Ralph Bakshi. Bakshi made Cool World.
I really liked pretty much all the White Wolf games, but especially Mage.
The Ascension.
So here's Call of Cthulhu thing. was really with a good game master. Call of Cthulhu was amazing.
Hot Stuff was really into the sort of shared storytelling aspects of role playing games. Hot Stuff very much wants to take a role playing game seriously when he plays it, and that is a thing that is one of very few axes on which Hot Stuff and I differ fundamentally.
You don't want to take it seriously?
Well.
You want to take it more seriously than Rift does.
I do want to take it more seriously than Rift does.
So there is an axis.
There
and
is.
We are at different points.
Well, okay.
That
the
axis.
Thing is, Riff is
always just making fun of the situation.
Yeah, Riff is like every time we play a fantasy role playing game. Riff is like,
barbarian.
I'm just dwarven barbarian. I'm just going to be like Grunty Killface is his name, right, or whatever. Like his name is literally always something like Grunty Killface, right? Like right. Riff approaches Dungeons and Dragons the way that you know somebody would approach Kingdom of Loathing. Right, which you know, fine. That's a way of doing it.
Yeah. You like to give your character a lot of depth, usually.
Yeah, sure.
It's just not always like you don't want it always to be like brooding. Sometimes you want to be I don't know.
Well, okay. I want to make a lot of jokes
out
of character. Right. I want to make a lot of jokes while I'm doing anything, right?
Right.
I mean, I don't want to get all earnest and gothy while I'm sitting around a table with a bunch of people. Everybody has to be into that for it to work.
Right? Yeah.
And I just don't... I do not think that I could ever sit down and play a game of Vampire, The Masquerade.
Yeah, Vampire's a little too over the top. But Werewolf was pretty good. Werewolf was like sort of a middle ground where, you know, there's a lot of like angstiness in that world, but like you can still get to like transform and fight stuff in like badass mode and stuff. You know, being able to change shape is cool.
You know, I like reading the source books for serious RPGs.
Yeah.
Right? Like I enjoyed everything reading, like Unknown Armies seems like a really awesome setting. Like I bought that source book just so I could read about the setting, and it's just, you know, it's super cool. And like
you played some Tune. Have you actually sat down and played much RPG-ness?
Not a whole lot.
Paranoia?
Honestly. I have played a single game of Paranoia, which I really liked.
Paranoia is really cool.
And Tune, and the D6 Star Wars game. So basically, I like games designed by Greg Costigan. I like pen and paper role-playing games as long as they are written by Greg Costigan. Tune was awesome, because Tune was just like a structure for Scully and I to make the same kind of jokes we would have been making anyway, but yeah. Like it gave us a context, and it's like, yeah, you know, so it's, sometimes it's nice to have a different context, you know, which is why we would just go to different places and talk to each other. You know, we spent a lot of time like just wandering the aisles of grocery stores making jokes about the names of the products and stuff, right?
Huh.
Like, and it was The context of a game of Tune was interesting, and plus Scully's really into cartoons. I was not, you know, I would not say that I am like a crazy animation enthusiast, right? I mean, it's like I liked cartoons when I was a kid, but I don't
seek them out now.
I don't really. I mean, like, you know, because I'll watch like Family Guy, I'll watch South Park, I'll watch The Simpsons, right? Like the sort of like adult targeted cartoons, sure.
Yeah.
I don't really like Animaniacs, you know, and I would not watch, even though I've been told that there's some really great stuff going on, and while I believe that there is probably some really great stuff going on, I'm never going to watch any Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, Powerpuff Girls is pretty good.
See, people keep telling me that, but I'm just not going to...
Did you hear about I haven't seen it, but there was that one episode of Powerpuff Girls where every single line was Beatles lyric?
Every line was a Beatles quote, yeah. I mean, and so it's like, I appreciate that something like that exists, right?
Yeah.
And I appreciate that they... I would probably enjoy talking to the people that made that show. Sure. I would probably enjoy talking to the dude that made Ren and Stimpy, but I don't really like watching Ren and Stimpy.
Huh.
You know, it's
you like Pixar stuff. You like the Pixar animation stuff. That's it's a different kind of genre entirely.
I don't think that I would go... I don't think that I would willingly go see Toy Story 3.
Right, but you saw Ratatouille.
I saw Ratatouille.
And was like, wow, this is really good.
Yeah. Then this was weird, because I was just thinking about Frontalot, because Frontalot gave me, when we were at Comic-Con, he was like, I put some stuff on your desktop. He was like, I put the first season of this cartoon called The Fabulous Misadventures of Flapjack or something. He was like, this cartoon is really good.
Huh.
And I watched like an episode of it, and I'm like, okay, you know, it's good for a cartoon, but I can't... And it's like no less dumb than Buffy.
Right.
You know? And I don't know why it is that I can bring myself to watch all that. Like, I feel like I need to watch that in order to like, be able to effectively do my job. Right? I mean, I don't really...
Yeah, knowing sort of the Joss Whedon sphere is probably...
I mean, I feel like...
Probably worth doing.
I honestly feel like I could probably do my job if I had never seen any television or movies or heard any music, but... I just had memorized the entire TV Tropes wiki. Music, I don't
weird.
Know.
Weird.
TV and movies.
That's such an interesting sort of thought experiment, right? Because would the TV Tropes website make sense without any of the reference being like in your head?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I think that it would make it impossible to make jokes about the stuff, because they would lose... They would lose the nuance that actually understanding the thing that you're writing the joke about affords, even if you don't necessarily perceive that nuance, right?
See, that's why my joke about sloppy seconds failed, because I don't really understand that.
you just have no idea what that even means.
Yeah.
It's just a phrase that's funny.
It's like Sloppy Joe, right?
It's the name of
it's
a
like
punk
a,
band that you like.
It's like when you go back for seconds when you're eating Sloppy Joes.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Yeah. It's like Manwich.
Wow.
Yeah, see? See? You see how I brought it around there?
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Let's see. So, Paul BD had written in, since the Simpsons recently celebrated their 20th anniversary, what's your favorite Simpsons quote? Well, my favorite Simpsons quote, I think I've talked about this on the air before, but it's from the episode where it's like the X-Files crossover episode, and Homer comes home, and Marge says, "Homer, have you been drinking?" And he says, "No. Well, 10 beers." I think that's my favorite Simpsons quote.
You do quote that a lot, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know that I have a favorite quote.
I think my favorite moment from The Simpsons, and this came up when we were at Alcatraz, actually, was where Mo is talking about how desperate his financial situation is, and then he says, "They even repossessed my floor. My customers are walking around on the pipes," and it pans back, and there's no floor on Mo's floor. There's just, like, rats running around in between pipes, and the customer's, like, tightrope walking over. Yeah. The idea that your floor could get repossessed was...
I really like the episode of Family Guy, which, you know, it's totally not The Simpsons, where it's Y2K, and there's this ridiculously over-elaborate fight scene between Peter and the chicken guy, or the guy in the chicken suit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that whole sequence just, I love.
I don't understand the appeal of that. I know that that's, like, everybody's favorite thing from Family Guy, but I just don't really get
that
it.
That episode, or?
The chicken fight.
The chicken fight?
Yeah.
Why don't you don't
like? I mean, it? So for instance, I think the scene from Family Guy where he bangs his knee and goes, way longer. Yeah, I think that is way funnier than the chicken fight scene.
Wow. Huh.
Because it does that thing. It explores and it sort of embodies the principle of something being funny until it's not funny, and then it gets funny again.
Yeah, that principle is also only funny for a little while, and then it's...
Do you think it only works on you a certain number of times before you're just like, eh?
Well, I mean, I think Saturday Night Live, like, I think that's the trope that they fell back on kind of by default, and it was just not funny for a long, long time. You know, I feel like that was the primary way that, like, Chris Farley would interact with comedy. Just go way over the top and do something, like, a million times and just, you know.
Yeah.
Like, he had no range.
So Scully and I argue a lot about whether or not Tommy Boy is a terrible movie. And he just won't watch it. He refuses. Because I was like, watch it, and if you haven't seen anything that you thought was at all funny in the first 20 minutes, I will let you stop watching it.
Right.
He steadfastly did not laugh. Tommy Boy is funny because of David Spade. Like, Chris Farley is not funny without a straight man.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, man. I very, very, very rarely does Chris Farley make me laugh.
Yeah. Even Fat Guy in a Little Coat.
I don't remember that.
Well, let's see. There was something that I was going to read. Jockin333 says, "I tried listening to Overthinking It, and their shows on Avatar and The Simpsons were terrible. They're very smart, but they're too cocky to enjoy." They're not cocky.
They're hyper-educated.
They're pretentious. I mean, their whole shtick is a sort of loftier discourse about things than usually happen, right?
It's the opposite of sort of the television phenomenon, which is lowest common denominator.
Right. You know? And I mean, I don't know that both of those things have their place, right?
You've been really getting into Jordan Jesse Go, which I feel like is sort of a comfortable middle ground, right? Because they're smart dudes that have interesting conversations, but it's not...
Sure, I mean...
They'll also laugh about farts.
Right, yeah, know. That's the thing. Like, the combination of, like, literary allusions and fart jokes is like, really just kind of nails it.
I mean, that's kind of what, like, MST3K was all about, right?
Yeah.
Like, which makes me sad, because I feel like that didn't survive because not enough people really got it.
But it ran for like 10 years.
Yeah, but
I mean,
it was like a really niche market. It didn't like become a mass thing, I don't think.
But that's okay, I think, you know.
Yeah. Anyway. That's the thing. It just frustrates me that stuff like Survivor or whatever is like the super popular stuff, because it's just lame, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, most of everything is always lame.
Yeah,
right.
That's and I just need to accept that.
And it always has been.
And
right?
I need to be okay with the fact that like most people drink Budweiser, even though I think it's not very good.
Yeah, you need to, you can be glad. You can be glad that you understand that you don't like Budweiser.
Yeah.
Right. And that you get to experience this whole range of things that you care about. You're fortunate that you care about it because it gives you this whole other spectrum of experiences
right.
to enjoy.
You know,
that most people don't get.
And on the flip
side,
it's not
that there's anything wrong with them. It's that you're really lucky.
And it's on the flip side. There's like, you know, like I don't really care about cars, and so like, you know, I don't really care what kind of car I would drive or whatever. And you know, somebody would be like, I can't believe he doesn't, you know, get excited about this like really old Mustang or whatever. And you know, I just don't care. You know, or sports. You know, I'm not really into sports, so
I'm even less into sports than you are.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's weird. I guess I just grew up in an environment where I had to care at least a little bit about sports if I was going to interact with my family at all.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. I mean, you know, my dad was a baseball. Like, my dad, I guess, would watch football sometimes. He watched the Super Bowl, I guess, at least. But, like, he was mostly, like, a baseball guy. I went to baseball games. Like, I still kind of I like baseball as a game.
Sure.
If I was gonna play any sport, I would want to play softball, right? Like, it's not really a sport. It's like baseball for fat middle-aged dudes.
Well, and girls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like...
There's a lot of girls' leagues.
That's true. We should start a KOL softball team. We should live somewhere where there are enough... You know, because one thing that the KOL player base has going for them is athleticism.
That's true.
I think across the board.
Well,
and asceticism.
Well, so here's the thing. Do you think
and
that...
acetylene.
Our sort of...
acetyl salicylic.
Discussion of rock climbing, for example, will have any kind of impact on whether or not any of our listeners ever try it out and, like, get into it.
I don't know. I mean, I think us discussing a particular movie might get somebody to watch a
right.
movie that they wouldn't otherwise watch.
But that's the question.
But they'd be the kind of person that would probably have watched it eventually anyway. Like,
yeah.
I feel like certain things are kind of in... Like, it is really weird that I discovered Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy when I was a kid, right? But it's inevitable.
You would have found it eventually.
I would have found it.
Yeah.
And I think sooner rather than later, you know? Like, I sometimes wonder, like...
I don't even remember who pointed me to it, or if I just found it at a bookstore and read it.
My cousin gave it to me, and I have no idea where he found it.
Yeah.
Because he did not tend to introduce me to books. Like, it was... I really don't know. But then I remembered seeing a copy of So Long and Thanks for All the Fish prior to that at a different friend's house, you know? So, like, it would have...
It was around, yeah.
Friends with nerds. Nerds are going to have this, you know? It would, like... Eventually, there would be somewhere where it was, like, next to the Dungeons and Dragons books at a bookstore or something,
right.
You know, or like, you know, like my dad would have found out about it and bought it for me, thinking
or
that it would be
would have
something
accidentally
would, like,
been made into a sandwich one day when you went to
yeah.
school.
Yeah,
you'd be like, what the?
Guess
I'll have to read this.
I'll read this instead of eating lunch.
Yeah,
yeah. That are both of which are things that I do in the stairwell. So, just as well. I never actually ate lunch. I never actually went to a high school that had multiple stories, so I never could eat lunch in the stairwell.
We used to play role-playing games underneath the stairs.
Oh, yeah. We used the multi-purpose room. Pen and paper role-playing games was one of the purposes.
Wow.
Yeah.
What did your multis do?
Yeah. So, yeah, I didn't really continue that. Like, I played a significant amount of Car Wars.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't really think of that as a role-playing game.
Yeah.
It's more, you know...
It's like a game that was really begging to be instantiated on the computer.
Yeah. Although, it's not as... I don't think it'd be
it's
as
not
satisfying.
Not quite as satisfying, because it happens way too fast
Well, so there is the deep temptation to... If you're going to put it on a computer, you're also going to make it an action game, and
right.
it shouldn't be an action game. You know, it's
the
like...
The cars have to go 600 miles an hour.
Tactical thing, yeah. God. I'm talking to a guy that worked on Lair, and the description of the process of making that game just sounded so fucking frustrating.
Yeah.
The Star Wars, the D6 Star Wars game had, I think, the sort of best game mastering philosophy.
What was that?
It just that, you know, you don't kill your players. That's not fun. Your players want to be heroes.
See, that's the exact opposite of Call of Cthulhu.
Yeah.
It's like, if you don't kill at least half of your party,
sure,
you're doing something wrong.
But it's a different kind of... Star Wars...
The gravity of, like, doing stuff was, like, you were really afraid you were going to die.
Yeah.
Well, and, like, you know...
Sure. And then you turn it on its head, like, paranoia, don't be afraid to kill your players 5 times.
Yeah. What is the rule about that? Like, the sixth clone, are you more careful about that, or do you...
I don't know. We never got to campaigns that are meant to last that long, right? Like,
yeah, we did a little campaign that I think there were like 4 or 5 modules or whatever, and I think I was on my 5th or 6th clone by the end of it, and I don't know what would have happened if I don't know if they would have given me any leniency or whatever, you know.
I would love to do some like play by forum pen and paper role playing.
Huh. Yeah, I could see the appeal of that. I think I would end up sort of falling by the wayside.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably true.
What is that game that, like, the whole purpose of the game is to, like, define a win condition and then, sort of trick other people into voting you the winner? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Gnomic,
yeah.
Yeah.
That one always seemed really interesting to me, conceptually.
I don't really know anything about it. I think of it as being in the same category as, like, Mornington Crescent, but...
I think Mornington Crescent is just, like...
a game that you make up that is played on a London Underground map.
Yeah, whereas I feel like Gnomic, people take it very seriously, and it can turn into like a ridiculous thing.
Mornington Crescent is more the Illuminati of, or the Discordianism of games.
Oh, yeah.
And whereas Gnomic is like the actual Illuminati. Romeo Raven was talking about, I want to get back to this. I thought that the episode of the Overthinking It podcast about The Simpsons was really, really good. I very much enjoyed listening to that.
Oh. So that was clearly a difference of approach.
Yeah, no, I mean, that was like the one that I had enjoyed the most in recent memory.
Huh.
And, so if it's not your thing, it's not your thing. I there are a tremendous number of people I know that I would never recommend that podcast to. But I feel like our listeners, odds are, there'd be somebody in there who likes it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's one of those things where, because it's not the lowest common denominator thing, it's not sex or fart jokes or whatever that everybody can sort of wrap their head around.
Right.
You're going to have people that like it and people who don't, and they're always going to be divided, you know? Yeah.
So yeah, for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, we're talking about the Overthinking It podcast, available online at overthinkingit.com. People giving us advice about the ants. including one person suggesting Legom7 saying, try lining the floor with copper strips and hook them up to a 9-volt battery. The ants will fry. Jeff Poskanzer suggests that we take off and nuke them from orbit, as it's the only way to be sure. Romeo Raven suggests spraying them with soap and water kills them without messy poison spray, and try cinnamon powder in cracks. They hate it for some reason. Well, I don't have any cinnamon powder, and I don't have any soap. Who do you
definitely
think
got
I am?
Cracks, though.
Huh?
You definitely got cracks.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck. It seems like, and it's not that I'm not trusting you here, Romeo Raven, but it seems like scattering food around your house is a bad way of killing ants.
Oh,
what I got was those little bait traps. They did not have the brand that I know about, but I assumed that these ones were equivalent. The little traps that they go that like bait them and then they take them food back to the nest and kill everybody.
Right.
But it doesn't seem to be working.
I had this theory that they would actually be hyper intelligent ants and they would take the poison from the traps and put it in our cereal. So I started storing cereal in the fridge.
Wow. How do you know they can't get into the fridge? You know, I...
Oh, geez, now you've freaked me out. Poison could be in anything.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, we could get to Radio Bugbear questions. Shadowrun is apparently now in its 4th edition, according to Eloquent Rune.
Huh.
I know that, like, the Metroplexity guy has an ongoing Shadowrun campaign, I think.
That's cool.
That he plays in, yeah. I feel like I played Shadowrun a time or two and didn't enjoy it at all. Every time the story was really cool, the background seemed really cool, but then every time I started looking at creating a character, I was like, ugh.
In Shadowrun?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
The systems were really I don't know how I feel about the system.
Huh.
And didn't it have that weird thing where you'd roll a certain number of D6s to do something, and then sixes you would re-roll and add to it? So, like, you sometimes ended up with these crazy huge successes.
Well, but each one was also an automatic failure.
Huh.
So it wasn't that each six you got to re-roll and it was an additional success. It was like sometimes your target number was like 12, and the only way to get there on a six-sided die was
to roll two sixes in a row.
You know, you'd roll a six-sided die, and then you'd have modifiers and stuff too. And then the number of successes you got was the degree of success, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I feel like you could duplicate those odds with a much simpler system.
Yes and no. I mean, this definitely was the only complicated part was actually testing stuff. Everything was just a number. You know, it was really easy to think about that way.
Yeah, I mean, I guess having to,
and you know, honestly, people like rolling a lot of dice. Yeah, like, yeah. You got to roll a bunch of dice, you know, and it was kind of exciting when you'd get a six, and then you'd roll another six, and there was another six. Like, woohoo! You know, like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, there's something that
sure, I can see that. Okay.
How far into the Ray of Bugbear questions did
I
you get?
I do not remember.
People do not seem to realize that the "ad don't kill us" message has nothing to do with content.
Nothing to do with most of what they think it has anything to do with.
Yeah,
like it has been there forever, and it's gonna.
I don't know what you're wearing.
Royal Tonberry had written, and I want to mention this. Could we get an option on the Crimbo tree to take your gift now, or wait and savor the suspense so that we don't accidentally take it by simply clicking on it? I don't remember if I did a trivial update about this or not, but yesterday I made it so the tree graphic has presents under it if there is a present available to you, and it doesn't have presents under it.
That's nice of you.
If there's not.
That's nice of you.
Yeah. I should trivial that. If I didn't already, and I don't think that I did. I might have forgotten to push it too.
Oh. I know Mr. Mag was also asking about that. Actually, a bunch of people in Dev were asking.
Yeah, no, a lot of people. And you know, I can totally understand. I can totally understand wanting that. Stupak says, this is a weird question, but could we get rid of the notification that tells people they've been removed from a clan's whitelist? Its main effect seems to be to cause drama. Yeah, I don't know why that's there.
Didn't Xenophobe implement the whitelists? I think he did it probably as a way to grief players.
Maybe so, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to remove something if the only reason is that it causes drama. Really. I don't know. It's annoying because I get tons of those messages.
Because you get whitelisted and then removed a lot?
Yeah. More whitelists than removes.
I don't get whitelisted.
I finally figured out why the fuck. About once a month, I would say, I would just get a random private message that said, in games. And I was like, what are people mistyping to make this happen? And they are trying to message chatbot, roll 1DX in games, but they omit chatbot. So if you just type slash message 1D6 in games, it will send me a private message that says in games.
Why not 1D6?
Yeah, because 1D6, it looks at the first character, determines that it is a number, thinks... Well, no, what it does is... When you go to private message a player...
Yeah.
There are no players whose names start with a number. That's not a thing that you can do.
Anymore.
And it is... No, that you couldn't before.
Yeah, there was a character whose name was 1337, right?
Okay, fine, right, fine. Fine, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
There are very few of those,
right?
Though, and you have not been able to do that since 2003.
Sure.
Right.
That was long.
So when you private message somebody, first it checks to see if the string that you've put in for a name has a numeric value, and if so, it sends it to that player ID. And if a string starts with a number, it has a numeric value to PHP.
Oh.
Like 1D has a numeric value of 1 if PHP interprets it. D1 does not.
Huh.
So that kind of works perfectly. Except that if somebody tries to message anything that starts with 1 and then any number, it sends me a private message.
In games.
The number of weird things that happen because my player ID is 1. The number of fucking things that I don't figure out how to fix, because the fact that my player ID is one makes something work.
Yeah, well, and also the number of times that you code something, put in if player ID equals one, make it work this way, and forget to take it out, and then, like, why isn't this working for everybody else?
Yeah.
Like, that happens or at least once a month.
The times when I accidentally type if player ID equals one, but I do a single equals instead of double equals, runs at it, it turns them into me.
Yeah.
That has not happened.
Days.
Weeks. Hours tops. Hours tops.
Yeah.
Earlier, there was a spate of people being me.
It'd be interesting if that was that easy in real life. To take over somebody's existence. Get some of their mail or something.
Right. Yeah. If you could take over somebody's identity just by hearing their social security number.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. And that's why you normally only have to give people the last four.
I wonder if you could get a piece of somebody's mail and then go get like a library card in their name and then like parlay that library card into like, I don't know, a job application, and then get a W-2, and then go get a social security card so you lost it.
You should try.
Yeah. Because it was interesting when I tried to figure out how they like did all the money laundering stuff in Shawshank Redemption, and mm-hmm. I never quite understood how that was supposed to work.
I mean, it was probably a lot easier in the days before computers.
Oh, that's probably true.
Right.
That's true.
Shirano says, thanks for a great game. I consider KOL to be in my top 7 games I've ever played. You beat out Jenga, which is impressive because it's such a fun drinking game. You know what's even better than Jenga is Twin World Trade Center Double Jenga.
Yeah.
A game that only exists in my imagination. Southwest said, in a 2007 forum post, Jick said that the Azazel quest was a placeholder of sorts for a more interesting quest, and that the Hidden Temple was going to see a revamp. Status update? 2 weeks.
Yeah. These have been long 2 weeks.
Yeah, it has been a long 2 weeks. Old One says, if you could switch the frame style of KOL to another format, what would you prefer? I don't know, some like thick plastic frames, maybe?
Yeah. White frames.
Like some Buddy Holly frames.
Redoing KOL in a sort of more contemporary style would be interesting, you know?
Lical Correr says, for people with funk slinging using the combat action bar, could we get some kind of cancel button in the items drop down, please? More than once, I've clicked the wrong button and couldn't figure out how to undo the selection. I think you can just hit escape. I'm not positive.
I mean, can you also make a selection or whatever?
Make a selection.
Oh, and I don't get it.
It's when you have funk slinging, because the interface is weird with funk slinging. Let me turn on combat action bar and give myself... Whoa. Oh, it's fucking right. It's the very end of rollover. So let me not do a damn thing. I believe... I'm certain that we thought of that, and I believe that the solution that we arrived at was if you hit escape. Because it was like a reasonably good thing. If you want to use two items, you click on one and then click on another one. Right. If you want to use the same item twice, you click on it and then click on it again. If you want to use an item only once, I think you click on it and then right-click on it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think...
Funk slinging is confusing.
Yeah.
In the context of the combat action bar. It's not, like, confusing in and of itself.
Last Chan said, sticker swords and crossbows break when I ascend. Why don't my sugar shorts break, too? They work in a different way. I mean, because the easy answer is that they're not quest items, but... Yeah.
Because they are delicious.
The thing is, you could use... I don't know if the sugar items are tradable.
Basically,
because we cannot do things with charges, you could use the shorts for 29 turns and then send them to somebody else. They could use them for 29 turns, send them to somebody else. They could use them for 29 turns. Ad infinitum motherfucking nightum. And that's just a consequence of the way that things work around here. Which is why we normally try to do things that work with charges like that as untradeable.
Yeah.
In this case, it doesn't really matter. You know, in this case, we're mostly concerned with their usefulness in an ascension, right? Because we kind of don't care if somebody's always wearing sugar gear. It's pretty good, but it's not like...
game-breakingly good?
Yeah, it's not like so good that you couldn't have it out there. Thrower of Stone says, would you give a Star Yasuka a custom item marked as a quest item? That'd be kind of funny.
Wow. That's not cool.
Monkey's Not says, hey, do you remember me from Comic-Con? I told you my mom was mad at you because she bought a Mr. A, and when KOL crashed, she says thank you for sending it now, by the way. That's funny. Moth says, 12. Fuck you, Moth. 12. That was fun.
Yeah.
That was fun. And then somebody stripped out that part of the show and posted it, and I listened to it again, and I was like, sweet. I remember being angry. Stupak 2 says, sometimes during an ascension it's advantageous to hold a blooper in the sheet overnight. I've definitely done it a bunch. You know, sometimes in real life it's advantageous to hold a blooper in the sheet overnight, if you know what I mean. Do you know what I mean? Death Sausage says, conspiracy law is not chained to the crime. You can conspire to commit anything. They usually only prosecute for bigger stuff like murder and rape. So if like conspiracy to jaywalking, conspiracy to commit mattress tag removal.
You know, why not, right? Conspiracy to jaywalk. It would probably be the same thing, only with a heftier fine.
Raijin Ely says, how about having /go/count, etc. give a link to the item or place in question? For example, /count dry noodles would have the word dry noodles be a pop-up link. Like a pop-up link to the description?
Yeah, I don't know. Would it just be like exactly like you were seeing it in your inventory?
Yeah. I could see if... I could see making it so the item right-click menu could occur anywhere that an item name was produced by the game, right? That'd be handy, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. What I'd like... Oh, this actually makes sense. Right, this is what I'd like is for the results in Too Many Matches Found be more specific messages to be clickable. Even if they were clickable just to type that into chat.
Right.
That'd be pretty handy.
Did you mean...
Because right now you can cut and paste.
Yeah.
Copy and paste. You can't really cut from that.
Wow, you know, they could be links. They could be links that just went there. Yeah, no, that'd be cool. Because there are a lot of tools on the back end that give you a list of items. And having to be able to just click one of those and have the command complete would be really nice, too.
Yeah, I think we'll have a little break. We'll have ourselves a break of music. We'll listen to the Breeders. Enjoy the Breeders, everybody. Chop, chop, chop. We'll be right back.
song.
Now may die.
we're back. Did you do anything exciting during the break? That stuff? Did you pee? Did you eat some ants? Did you pee on some ants?
I did pee, and then I had a
frozen urine ant popsicle.
No, I had a piece of fudge that my mom had made, sent me for my birthday.
A metal big top snap nail.
What the fuck, dude? No.
Do you have to pay a higher upholstery tax than most people in Massachusetts? You know, Taxachusetts.
Yeah, no, I'm not even responding to your to your craziness.
Let's see. So we read this conspiracy thing. Yes, we read this conspiracy thing.
Everybody knows.
Also, any chance of getting these cement stilettos, flip-flops, and boots to the cobbler was throwing around at Crimbo? I kept waiting for them to drop, but no. Yeah, we're not going to be able to... We're not going to be able to drop every item that is mentioned in every attack message.
Oh, God.
Because it would just get... It would spiral out of friggin' control, is what it would do.
It's already out of control.
When did our neighbors get a dog?
They've had it forever.
What, really?
Yeah.
Literally, like a dog that has existed since the beginning of time?
Yeah.
Like, did it... So, was it in the land before time? Did it eat... did it eat dinosaur bones?
Dog is God. Dog.
Dog is dead.
Dog is I God.
If Snoopy was pretending to be Nietzsche instead of the Red Baron.
Yeah.
What if Snoopy was pretending to be a Tombstone instead of a Red Baron? Or a DiGiorno?
My mom once got me a t-shirt which said, God is dead. By Nietzsche, and then Nietzsche is dead. By God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like I can
and then
see
it. On the back of the shirt, it said Nietzsche is God, the dead. Yeah.
Like wait,
the
did
Grateful
it really?
Dead. Yeah, I don't actually remember if it said that or not.
Wait.
Yeah, I don't remember.
You would remember if it said that.
No, I don't.
So to me.
Yeah.
To me, that seems like a sort of... That seems like the kind of t-shirt that a smart-ass Christian would wear.
Oh, my mom got it because I liked philosophy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
like
she also liked to get me
plaque
t-shirts.
That she got you because you like dragons.
Yes.
Do not meddle in the affairs of wizards. It makes them soggy and hard to light.
Yeah.
Good old riff. Oh, let's see.
You know, my mom tries. She really does.
Yeah, yeah. The Kaiser says, you know how in a Linux shell, when you press up on the keyboard, you cycle... Sorry.
Wait, what?
Okay, you know...
Wait, is this some sort of, like, having sex with Linux
no.
comment?
You know how in a Linux shell,
yeah.
when you press up on the keyboard...
Oh, I thought you were like, press up on the keyboard.
Yeah,
I was like,
no,
oh, yeah.
Because I said it wrong.
Oh, okay.
You cycle through your latest commands. It would be awesome to have that in KOL. Well, then it would be pretty awesome to have KOL exist the way that it does now. The trouble is, I think it's undocumented.
Yeah.
And the trouble is, because Mac people are assholes,
yeah.
it can't work that way.
It's actually really frustrating in on Google. Now, because they broke the default Mac behavior.
Did they?
Yeah, because if you hit up, it doesn't... It does like start cycling through some bullshit list of completions that they have.
Yeah, so the basic deal is, in a text box, by default, the way the operating system handles it on a Mac, up is like home and down is like end.
Yeah.
Right? And does Mac not have home and end keys?
They do sometimes. Yeah, they have home and end. They're like on this laptop keyboard. They are the function keys for left and right. So, but what the upshot of this is that actually that function that you asked for already exists.
You just have to do shift
up
and
yeah.
shift down.
And I use it all the time.
Yeah, me too. I mostly do it to correct typos.
Yeah.
In chat commands that I'm trying to issue.
Sure.
Grimdell says, the alphabet giant drops an original G and a heavy D, but the picture shows a G and an N, not a D. Is there a reason? Yes. I think I wrote the alphabet giant before the drops were written.
You drew it.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay.
Also, it's messy. I've been going through and looking at art to reuse art for things.
Yeah.
And I've been cleaning up some of the problems with some of the art that exists.
Like the old
in
school
places. Art. Well, some of it. Yeah. Like,
wow.
All of the art in the valley
yeah.
is way low gamma compared to the rest yeah. of the art. So I've been fixing that when
wow,
I found it.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's not... I don't really count that as... Like,
I was tempted to fix a lot of that stuff, but I didn't know if you'd get pissed at me.
Well, so... Some of the stuff where it's just, like sloppy or thick line weights or whatever, I would kind of like to redraw, right?
Oh,
like,
wow.
Just because it's not... That makes it look shitty, right? And it's like, I don't know.
It's interesting that, like, you didn't quite have an aesthetic when you first started.
Well, I had a lot of art that I had... A lot of art that had come from crack rocks
right.
that looked different than everything else, you know. And, yeah, I mean, it wasn't until... You know, I was not taking this thing at all seriously for the first few weeks that I was working on it, right? And it's like... And it was only a few weeks, but, like, a lot of shit got done in those few weeks because I was fucking driven. I was a man with a fucking purpose, is what I was.
With a porpoise?
Fucking a porpoise.
Yeah, that's
and
a bad
then,
idea.
And then I was like... Well, no, it's a bad idea to get fucked. By, it's a bad idea to get fucked by a porpoise.
I thought that was about the barbs, or I'm thinking of something else.
Barbed vaginas.
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm thinking of something else.
Yeah.
Sandworms.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Yeah, like the rancor.
Yeah. Bad
no,
idea.
No. Not the rancor. The
are you
sarlacc.
Exhibiting? Are you exhibiting
the,
rancor?
I'm thinking about the sarlacc. If you're gonna have sex with the sarlacc, just get a tentacle job.
Is a sarlacc just a sandworm that is stationary?
Yeah, maybe. He lives in the pit of Carcoon.
Oh, is it just the Sarlacc? There's, like, only
I
one
think
of them?
I just the Sarlacc,
uh-oh.
Yeah.
Wow, that's...
There was also just the Rancor. But then I feel like they've extended that to having, you know, there being some Rancors. He was just a Rancor.
Yeah,
I mean,
man.
To Jabba, he was the Rancor in the same way that my cat is the cat. You know? And, like, how I am the man. In both a now dog and a... controls the world sense and insists that everyone be a Republican.
If you actually did control the world, I would have some complaints.
What? You don't like the way I run things? You can find your own world.
Yeah.
Why don't you convert to Mormonism and then die? I mean, that is a way of... see?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're once
that's,
again,
that
your
is a new... Okay,
logic
so
is infallible.
This is a new thing that you can tell somebody. When, under normal circumstances, you would tell someone to eat shit and die because they are complaining about something,
right?
Say, why don't you become a Mormon and die? And then what you're doing is you're actually giving them a sound piece of advice. If you don't like the way the world is, why not convert to Mormonism, die, so that you will then get your own planet?
Is that just everybody?
However you think.
Everybody that gets
I don't know,
that's a Mormon?
It's everybody who tithes properly. So every Truman... No true Scotsman would fail to tithe if he were a Mormon convert.
I'm trying to draw this Venn diagram in my head
mm-hmm.
and having a hard time because of the kilts.
Right. Well, and also because your skull is in the way.
Right. That's true.
And I think you're using a dry erase marker.
Smells good.
My mom refers to... Well, she does so self-consciously now because she understands that this is an anachronism, but she refers to them as grease boards. So I feel like... She must have been exposed to something in her youth that used, like, grease pencils
oh,
to write on something.
Because you could totally do that and
you
then
could,
erase
yeah,
them,
yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. But she did not make the connection between that. She was like, I don't know why I call them grease boards. And I said, well, maybe it's something that you used to write on with a grease pencil, and then, but now they make those dry erase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dry erase is pretty clever.
Yeah.
As far
I don't really understand. I don't really understand how it works. I mean, is it just viscous enough that it doesn't evaporate? Like, it doesn't dry... Like, the ink does not dry.
I think it's the exact opposite. I think it does dry.
You can always smear it. I think
you can't always smear it. You can only smear it for a little while, and then if you try to drag your finger across it, it's just like picking up dust.
Huh.
That has been my impression.
I feel like eventually it dries, and then it's impossible to get off of the board.
No, I think it's the opposite. I think it dries out and becomes this dust, and then if the dust sort of cakes on there, it's much harder to get off.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
That is my impression.
I feel like it is still moist.
I don't know.
I feel like it's still moist all the time. Simeon says, it would be nice if potions could tell you what the effect they give you does. Yep, that is a feature that I think that I will add.
Right now.
No. I've got a few little interface niceties on deck. I guess, I wonder if C.D. Moyer pushed out the thing. And if so, I wonder if he announced it. He probably didn't announce it. I think he thinks it's presumptuous. I think he thinks it would be presumptuous of him to write an announcement, when in fact it would totally be okay. And this is how I'm telling him. This is how I make policy for my staff. I tell them things on the radio. Hot stuff, get me a beer. That's the new policy.
Oh.
The new policy
I thought you were going to...
The new policy is, bitch, make me a sandwich.
I thought you were going to pseudo that. Huh. So... Yeah.
So we've been on this kind of Maker's Mark kick here in
You've been buying... Every time you want a drink, you've been buying a bottle of it. And
yeah.
We're kind of collecting the bottles now.
Yeah, that's true.
The non-empty bottles.
Well, you know, a non-empty bottle of whiskey is the same thing as a challenge. Betrayer says, will there ever be a Taco Cat familiar? Fred Levi says, do you still want something for people to do with pork gems and muscle science? What if Innobox sold a hammer and or taught a skill to let you make weapons with the gems? What if Innobox was the only one who could smith pork elk weapons? That'd be cool. That would work too, I think. That'd be cool. That'd work too. That was the idea that we had, was that there would be some Innobox-only recipes that he could make stuff out of the pork gems. But I think we never actually, like, decided what we would want those items to do. And so... we didn't do anything with it, but we still could. What are you doing there instead of paying attention to being on the radio?
I'm trying to learn how dry erase boards work, but it doesn't seem to. No one seems to know.
Femot Archipants
says, "Fucking magic, man."
I had a nightmare that you added a bet all on hand meat on the MMG option to the combat script. I kept accidentally hitting it and losing. You bastards. Yep. It's been a while since a girl was mad at me for something that happened in a dream. Has that ever happened to you? Did you ever get in trouble for something you did in a dream?
No.
Huh.
I mean...
I've had that happen all throughout my life.
That's just not...
I think that some people...
You should have nipped that shit in the bud, because that is not cool.
Some people are more... Yeah, but since when has something not being cool stopped a woman from doing it? Dag, yo. See, what I was about to say was, I think maybe some people are just more naturally inclined to having women be mad at them than others, and then I wonder, like, why might that be? What kind of behaviors could a dude exhibit that would make it more likely that women would be mad at him?
Meanwhile, I was having dreams where you're buying mansions and filling them with harems.
I know, and you, but then
and I was like, I woke up and I was like,
you were dude,
you were like, thank you.
You know, you were like, you know what? That is totally the kind of thing that you would do in real life. And thank you for being a friend.
So they get mad at you because of something that's kind of like something you would do in real life, and therefore...
It is usually... like, not even... It's not even, like, infidelity. It's not dreams of infidelity. It's dreams of, like, paying attention to another girl.
Low fidelity?
Yeah, low fidelity. Loaf infidelity. Like, when I cheat on them with a turd.
Wow, that's gross. Like paying attention to another girl.
Yeah, it's usually about like there was this girl that you liked, or like there was this girl that you were flirting with.
Wow, really?
At a restaurant or something? Yeah.
Huh.
Crazy shit. But that's never happened to you? You've never gotten in trouble for something you did?
No.
In a dream?
I would just not. I would not let myself get in trouble.
What's the longest relationship you've ever been in?
2 years, probably.
Have you ever been in a relationship where you, like, slept with someone for, like, 2 or 3 years?
I mean, the most recent long-term relationship I had, basically.
Yeah, like every night?
She
never got mad at you about something that happened in a dream?
No.
Huh. I don't know. I don't know what the common factors are. Maybe it is just that I'm an asshole.
I mean, dreams are theoretically this place where you're processing stuff, right? So somehow you're triggering the part of their brains that
thinks I'm gonna fuck some waitress.
Pisses them off. Yeah, I don't know. That's weird.
Disky says, how about making the quick skills menu customizable? I'm getting kind of tired of scrolling past Vent Rage Gland every time I want to cast Empathy. You know, I don't know, like a custom skill. You'd have to pass customs, though.
Yeah, we'd have to establish some guidelines.
Some tradition.
Yeah.
Rotting Flesh says, familiar right-click update is much appreciated. Yeah, good old C.D. Moyer. Right here and now.
So, did you skip over a giant portion of...
I skipped over a good chunk.
I can never keep track of what you're doing.
I'm always moving forward. You can just forward search for some shit that I just said, and you'll find it. It's not that hard, man. Keep up, man. Keep up, man. It's not that hard, man. I'm high as a fucking kite, and I'm able to keep track of this stuff. Dude, when do we start the radio show?
I don't even know.
The Kaiser says, how about if you press enter without any text in chat, you get a list of the last 15 chat commands you used, numbered, and if you type the number, you execute that command. What if you do that, and then somebody asks a trivia question in chat, and they says, the first person to answer this question gets $1 million and a mansion full of prostitutes, and you try to answer, six, the answer is six, and what that in fact does is it uses your entire collection of boxes of sunshine, because that's what you did. Six commands ago. You're going to be super pissed that you asked me to implement that feature.
What? Who has a phobia about coming in contact with honey?
Scully.
Ah.
Yeah. RDF was talking about ants, how I like ants crawling. I don't mind ants crawling on me, and Scully can't stand even the thought of honey getting on his fingers. And so we're like a weird odd couple. Yeah, I don't get that, man.
The honey thing?
Yeah. I mean, it's gross when you get sticky shit on your hands, and I don't like it, but I'm not like, ugh! I'm like, you know, I should wash my hands. Like, I'm not going to do anything until I wash my hands, right?
I mean, is the fear that you will then be covered in insects that will then devour you?
I don't know. Maybe piranhas.
I don't think.
Or maybe that frog from Honey, who dig them.
I don't think you have to be covered in something sticky for piranhas to devour you. I also don't think anyone has ever been devoured by piranhas.
Really?
I don't think it's happened.
You don't think that anyone has ever been killed by piranhas?
No.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so.
What makes you say that? I feel like lots of dudes in pith helmets.
You say that, but I don't think any of them have actually been killed. Like, I think people have probably, like, gotten bitten by piranhas.
You don't think... So I would say that the number of people who've been killed by piranhas is probably around the same number of people who have died in quicksand, which is also similar to the number of people who have gotten killed by, like, say, a 3,000-year-old poison dart trap.
People have definitely been killed by alligators, right? People probably have died falling off of vines that they were swinging on.
Across, like, tar pits. They fell into the tar pit and died.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
Do you think people have died from, like, waist-high scorpion stings?
Yeah.
Not the sting being waist-high, but the... When did this become pitfall?
I don't know.
Do you think people have died from running against a brick wall until time ran out? How many people do you think have died?
So pitfall is a strange game construction, right? Because it's just a countdown timer to see how far you can get in a level.
But you have a limited number of guys.
Right, but there's no end.
Yeah, but the games didn't have ends back then. You want Pitfall to have a modern game structure,
yeah.
Because it plays
so much like a
modern game, but it doesn't, you know? And that guy, you give that guy a console, and he makes fucking A Boy and His Blob, which, what the fuck?
I don't remember A Boy in His Blob.
This is a Nintendo game that should have been cool, but it wasn't.
Huh.
It was not as advanced as Pitfall was, just in terms of gameplay. There's probably some super pretentious word for that. As advanced a ludology as Pitfall exhibited.
Whoa.
He didn't really shine given better hardware. I mean, it finally made sense why A Boy and His Blob is bad in the exact way that it's bad. And it is because it was that guy, and he basically just made an Atari game on the Nintendo.
Oh.
Right? Like, because it's a game where you just fucking die and you start over, right? Which, like, that kind of shit is not going to fly for, like, a large-scale...
Right.
Like, a large-scale, really fucking hard platformer.
I remember Kid Icarus being pretty brutal.
Yeah, but at least it had passwords. At least you could... like, Kid Icarus and Metroid came out at, like, exactly the same time. And, they had nearly identical packaging. And it's weird. I really wanted Kid Icarus. And it was down to, like, us buying one or the other. And my dad was like, no, I think we should get Metroid instead.
Wow.
Metroid is way better of a game than Kid Icarus.
They're both really good, though.
They're both really good, yeah. I never actually got Kid Icarus.
Have you not played through it?
I have. I borrowed it from somebody in like junior high, and I beat it. Like, which it, as I recall, it is really fucking hard. And it is not hard in the Metroid way, where it's like, where the fuck do I go? This is hard. It was hard in the like, Jesus Christ, I can't beat this fucking level.
Right.
Now when I play it, I
use an emulator.
Well, yeah, when I've played it on an emulator now, but I'm always like, you know, I should play through Kid Icarus again. I remember it being really cool.
It doesn't take very long to beat.
No, nowadays. But I can never beat the, the first time I get to one of those fucking eggplant faggots, I just get so pissed off that I stop playing.
Huh.
I hate that shit. It's just, like, so humiliating. Like, fuck. That prick just turned me into an eggplant. And now I can't do anything. I can't shoot my bow. I can't... It's like, can you even jump? I guess you can jump.
I don't remember what you can and can't do.
Somehow, it's more humiliating to get turned into an eggplant in Kid Icarus than it is to get turned into a baby in Ghouls and Ghosts. What's weird is that when you're a baby in Ghouls and Ghosts and the baby gets killed by a zombie, a full adult-sized skeleton flies out of it. What the fuck was that baby doing with a full adult-sized skeleton inside it? That's some kind of crazy trans-dimensional vampire baby.
You're right, that is weird.
So what were we talking about? Pitfall...
Honey?
Piranhas. Yeah, honey. Sweet. Yeah. That's how I feel about not minding when ants crawl on me.
Did you ever play Sim Ant?
No, I never did. I played Sim Earth. Scully got Sim Earth and was like, God, I fucking hate this. You can have it.
Sim Ant was kind of fun.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah.
Did you play it so much that you began to twitch in weird ways, having developed some Sim Ant ticks?
Yeah.
Now you saw where I was going with
that. Yeah,
you,
I was. You anticipated. I was going somewhere else. Going, yeah. I was wondering if there was ever a game called Sim Antics where you're like, juggalo.
Like a clown? Yeah, a juggalo?
I love saying juggalo instead of juggler now. I don't know why.
Huh. Yeah.
It's because there's some sort of dark circus just awaiting.
Yeah. Just be like, oh, turns out it's Jesus.
Whoa!
Oh, God. That is the greatest story ever told. The story of the dark carnival. Oh, boy. I still see some juggalos every once in a while.
Yeah, there were a couple on Halloween
that
we think just had come outside for the first time since the previous year.
Juggalos for life. Betrayer says, could you not have Multizar be the one to respond to bug reports? It's fucking terrifying. Yeah, maybe it's terrifying because you got a guilty conscience. Who would have thought that a guy named Betrayer would eventually turn coat.
turn.
Fred Levi says, where does the king go? Where is the Castle of Loathing? They tore it down to build a council.
The king's going to be pissed when he gets back to town.
Frenelot called me today because he was trying to decide whether to have a V on the title of the song, the Camel song on his new album or not. We discussed it for a while. And determined that yes, there should be a the. there are rumors that song's gonna get leaked.
There are rumors that it's gonna get leaked.
Yeah, I don't know.
Weird.
KMD was like, yeah, so cool. After you premiere that song, we're gonna do such and such. I'm like, I'm gonna premiere that song. He was like, oh, surprise. Okay. So
I'm super fucking excited about that song.
That's a good song. I like it. I like it.
Yeah, me too.
That's good. I'm not just saying that.
That's good.
Fred Levi, apropos of perhaps a conversation that I don't remember, said, anyways, it's called Kingdom Hearts 358/2 days because it takes place over the course of the 358 days between Chain of Memories and Kingdom Hearts 2. I think the over 2 part refers to the two main characters and or something important to the end of the game. Fucking Kingdom Hearts, man.
I enjoyed watching somebody else play it.
Yeah.
But I would not.
Well, yeah, but yeah. You watched 2 or 3 of the 70 or 80 hours that were put in without finishing it.
It never got finished?
I don't know.
Well,
I don't think
so. It had to have gotten finished. Yeah, but I can't imagine putting that much effort in. Like, I don't think I would have enjoyed playing it, but it was just cool to see, you know? The fights were kind of interesting. All the Tron stuff was great.
Yeah.
I just was able to ignore all the really dumb stuff. Like, you know.
There were 3 modes you could put your character in, and there was one where you just won all the fights, and then there were others that were useless. I don't remember what it was called.
Yeah, I don't either. I thought you had to, like, do weird combo moves.
Some Donald Duck shit.
Yeah, Donald Duck drives me nuts. And the fact that he's just constantly talking is super annoying.
Yeah. Goofy.
Goofy's okay.
Yeah. I am cautiously optimistic about Epic Mickey.
What's Epic Mickey?
Epic Mickey's that War Inspector game that is like the post-apocalyptic Disney thing where somebody... One of the minor characters from the early days of Disney gets pissed off that Mickey's got all the power, and so he creates some, like,
time
goes back in time and spills turpentine all over the original drawings of stuff, and it destroys the future of Disney, and you have to reconstruct it. So imagine the Fallout concept art, only instead of Washington, D.C., it's like the Magic Kingdom and Epcot Center. Like, fucking A. That is something that I want to play around in. Like,
yeah,
so,
cool.
You know, and War Inspector, like, Deus Ex was fucking great. So, I don't know that... I don't remember what the rest of his, like, CV is, really, but, like, it's... Deus Ex was, like, good enough that I totally will check out whatever the guy makes, right?
Right.
He's not like, we were talking about like Tim Schafer and Peter Molyneux, like the kind of like Psychonauts was too hard. I honestly believe that Psychonauts.
I never tried playing it.
Too hard.
It was cool. You know, it was another thing that I enjoyed watching.
He made fun of me for just being bad at video games, but it's like, you know, I honestly feel like I, as somebody who cares whether or not video games are good and cares whether or not video games have something to say, I am kind of the target audience for that game.
Do you think that we are going to make our games too easy, though, in sort of a response to that?
Well, so, I mean, I think that the game industry at large has made their games too easy in response to that. But see, here's the thing that leads me to feel the way that I do about Tim Schafer. I say Psychonauts was too hard for me. He makes fun of me for being bad at video games. People say Brutal Legend is horrible as an RTS, and all the fundamental gameplay of it is an RTS. And he says, if you're playing it as an RTS, you're doing it wrong.
Right.
And like, no, dude, that's not something that you get to say to the mass market.
You said that to your players.
Did I?
Yeah. The mall is not the game. And for some people, it is the game.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
I don't know, though. I mean, so there's... What did I say that in response to the first... I know this was a thing that early on, like, sort of hurt your feelings. This was a thing that gave you pause about whether you as a player and I as a developer were on the same page about the way this whole thing worked. But what was it in reference to? Do you remember what I was talking about?
Talking about stuff having to do with the mall, and you being like, stop worrying about it, the mall is not the game, kind of thing, as I recall.
But I mean, if they were asking me to change something about the way that the game works because of something that was going on in the player economy...
Yeah, I don't remember.
And I said the mall is not the game as a way of just indicating that I think that that's backwards. I think that that's a backwards way to approach something like that, you know? I mean, we sometimes design content with the idea that we're trying to create things that have sustainable high value in the mall, right? Like, it is a thing. The question of whether or not, like, an item with an extremely low drop rate is ethical, or whether it is, like, bad design, or whether it's, like, cool, or whether it's, like, a dick move, right? I think depends a lot on whether the item is tradable or not. If it's tradable, I think it is fine for there to be just crazy low drop rates on stuff, if they're tradable. Because if you want one, you can get it, right? You can either keep farming until you eventually get it, and maybe you don't, maybe it takes 5 fucking years, right? But in that 5 years, you'll have accumulated enough meat to buy one in the mall. And that'll be okay, right?
Right.
I don't know how many more times it will be fun for me to play a Castlevania game and kill the same fucking monster over and over again, trying to get a 1% drop. I don't know how many
That's
more
a
times.
Tough call.
I don't know how many more times I'm going to do it. The fundamentally, the gameplay, the jumping around, hitting shit with a sword of Castlevania is fun.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, if they keep having sort of new and interesting ways of fighting, right? Because
and interacting with the environment. I mean, I don't need a lot of new ways of fighting. Really.
No, like, but like, you know, the glyphs. It's just like subtle variations.
Yeah, yeah.
Like getting a bunch of, like getting 100 different ways of killing things is cool.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I like about Castlevania stuff, you know?
Yeah. And a lot of the time, you know, the thing where you gotta kill 1,000 of a given monster or whatever, like, you figure out, given one of your 100 ways of killing people, one of them is gonna be really easy to do it in like a degenerate way, you know?
Yeah.
I forget what it was. There was some place in Portrait of Ruin where you had to kill like 500 of some monster. The ancient armor.
To unlock
another playable character, right?
Yeah.
And there was a way to do it where you just like sort of pop into a room, hit a spell, it would kill 3 of them, you pop back out. You know, you could just keep doing that. And it was like, I'm glad somebody figured that out, right? There was the like something that I was hunting for from a given monster. And I'd figured out that you could sort of jump onto the screen into this ballroom from one place, swing the sword, kill like 3 of them. All in one swoop. And then go back to the other room and just keep doing that over and over again, and eventually you get the thing. And it's like, that was kind of fun, you know? Perfecting kind of degenerate.
It's not degenerate. That's the thing. It's just,
I feel like that explosion trick was kind of degenerate, because you could, with a single cast of this spell, kill 3 or 4 screenfuls of the monsters because of the way the animation on the spell went. It was a spell that did damage to everything on the screen 4 or 5 times, right? And you could keep popping back and forth between the rooms, getting the enemies to respawn and get killed by the next cycle of the spell, right? That's a little degenerate.
Yeah.
I think. Right?
Sure.
You know, in Symphony of the Night, I leveled my bat to level 99 by standing in a safe place on a screen where there were zombies spawning and letting the bat just kill them. And I left. I just went out to dinner and let it run all night. And I came back and my bat was level 99, right? That's kind of degenerate.
Eh.
I mean, it's a thing that you could do, but it's a thing that you wouldn't do. And that's why I think it's degenerate.
If I had a bat and there were a bunch of zombies in a graveyard that had an infinite number of graves, I would totally just go climb some sort of tree, zombie-proof tree.
When you kill a zombie, can it come back as a zombie?
Oh, good question.
I mean, because the thing about zombies, at least in the Romero sense, is that they have to have brains, right? They have to have intact brains to operate,
hunger
right?
Brains.
If you destroy their brains, then they can't. Because theoretically, they're using mechanisms for moving their arms and shit that you can't do if you don't have a brain.
I feel like you can do a lot of that from the brain stem if you really wanted to, though, because it's just, you know, sending signals around lung nerves.
Yeah.
The motor cortex is probably super useful.
Disco Daryl says, shouldn't the description for the stinky cheese, I say this is an eyeball made of cheese? Yeah, I fixed that. Arashman says, spooky being associated with turtle tamers somewhat, indication of latent chelonophobia. I don't know that spooky is How is spooky associated with turtle tamers? Ghosts.
I don't know. It took me a second yesterday when you found that nickel and penny on the floor and showed it to me and said, I see dead people.
Mm-hmm.
To get what you were talking about.
Yeah. I made that joke years ago.
Did you?
Yeah. It was on asymmetric.net. Nobody thought it was funny then either.
No, it was pretty funny.
Iluro Dragon says, the damage message in the anemone mine still says, an inexpert swing of your mattock, even though you're using a dig pick. Okay.
Well, a dig pick is...
It is a mattock.
A mattock, though.
It is.
Thematic.
A mattock.
Thematic.
ChefBob27 says, so when will my seal clubber be able to learn the pelvic thrust? Level 69? I gave your mom a little bit of the old thrust smack last night.
Huh.
The lunging thrust smack. I had to get a running start. She was still wearing her clothes. Are you having problems with your...
With my phone?
Yeah.
Actually, I am.
Evangeon Q says, as a request similar to the Oasis/Desert links, can you add an Explore Next Zone link to the Tavern in Hidden City?
Explore next zone.
Which zone is the next zone is a little arbitrary.
It wouldn't have to be if you just decided, no, we're going to start you up in the upper left-hand corner and keep going through. But I think both of those things are getting a little bit of revampage sometime in the next...
Someday.
12 years.
Durgle says, can we get some fish meat to drop from the pufferfish that has a chance to severely poison randomly when you eat it? Yeah, if poison was actually punitive, that'd be interesting, but poison doesn't really do much. Ah, shit, where did my chat timeout notification go? Where did my radio bugbear questions go? Mega Man Rock says, slime hates at chef staff. Is that still on the table? I know it's an inch mile thing since we've gotten quite a few staffs lately and you've all been really busy, but I do think it's something that should exist. Yeah. Yar says slime hates at chef staff already, please. Yeah, okay. We just need a rusty staff somewhere. I don't know where that would go. FHTHD says, are there going to be more clan dungeons? And if so, will there be content that crosses from one dungeon to another or requires pieces from each dungeon? When we were initially talking about clan dungeons, we had talked about doing some sort of, you know, unlocking mechanism across multiple dungeons. We had a lot of ideas. We have so many more ideas than we have time.
Than sense.
Yep. As Morbidus One says, two words, chef staff, that is all. Chef staff is one word. Linguini Lad says, so when is the Bounty Hunter Hunter going to have more cool stuff in his store, or have some cool new stuff? Some people would argue that the stuff that he currently has in his store is not cool. Heavy D and Original G should be meat pasteable into a chunk of DG, says Linguini Lad. I don't get it. And he says, why is it that a candy cane, candy kneecapping stick, and candy knuckles all have zero auto sell value, but candy steaks are 15?
I don't know.
I don't either. Bulletproof says, cliffs are a hidden menace to it all. Cliffs are a hidden menace to us all. Don't be fooled. They will sneak attack you when you least expect it.
Cliffs?
Cliffs.
Cliffs.
Maybe we should imprison them behind some sort of cliff bars. Cliff bars.
Yeah.
Cliff. I will take this down in my cliff notes.
Yeah.
Cliff Clavin.
Yeah. that was the my list of things too, and yeah. I couldn't think of anything funny to say with them either.
Cloud Strife says martini and lime boxers now, please. No.
Jake does not like underwear.
I'm not going to sell underwear. I don't mind underwear.
Now,
in fact, I might go so far as to say a pretty girl in her underwear. If there's anything better in the world, who cares? You know who said that?
No.
Gay dude.
Really?
A gay dude that doesn't know from pretty girls in their underwear.
Really?
I mean, it's not that he probably...
Who said that?
It was Magnetic Fields.
Oh, was it?
What is that guy's name?
I don't remember. Robert Paulson?
Yeah. No. No. Fuck, what is that dude's name?
Isn't it Robert Paulson?
Yes, it's Robert Paulson. It was actually Meatloaf. Meatloaf was the Magnetic Fields. Nice. Lemony Snicket and Meatloaf. Yeah. Those are their secret identities. Stephen...
W.C. Fields. Metal.
Damn it, now I want to think of it. You're just going to look it up, though.
I am.
Is it Stephen?
It is.
Yeah.
Yes. You can do it. Oh, come on.
Fuck. This is fantastic radio, by the way.
Yeah.
Listening to people try and think of things.
I'm really bad at remembering stuff.
In
general.
Amplitude's having some trouble with his
connection.
Computer. Yeah, so we're gonna probably go a few minutes long.
Okay.
Does it start with a W?
Nope.
Does it start with an M?
Yes. This is in fact the best radio we've ever done.
What is his name?
Stephen Merritt.
Merritt. Fuck.
Sorry.
Badger says, I'd just like to say thank you to you guys for the advice on 15-year-old girls. Arguing with her made me realize what you said, Jick. I find it intriguing and exciting that starting a week or two before I was 18, I really started thinking about my life. I guess by that time one has enough life experience to start identifying and analyzing patterns. Being kind of a smart dude, there's a tendency to overthink things, which creates a lot of unnecessary anxiety.
Yes.
That is certainly true. To me, when I was about to turn 18, I was also, like, leaving home. And that was, like, a big deal. Because it was, like, I sort of knew that I was probably never going back, you know? It wasn't, like, formalized like that, you know? And, I mean, I would almost have expected, like, all right, so what'll either happen is I'll keep going to college, and then I'll come home for the summer, and then I'll go back to college, and I'll come home for the summer or whatever. But, like, I just knew that probably wasn't going to happen. And it didn't, you know. I ended up living with my parents for, like, after the first time that I moved out to go to college, I ended up living with my mom for, like, a couple months. And that was it. You know. And it was terrible. She was not happy at all.
Really?
Yeah, because, I mean, it was like, I was just staying out all night and stuff, and so she could not help but worry.
Oh.
But it also was sort of inappropriate for her to ask me not to, you know. And
I did that in high school.
And she understood.
My mom got over it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Huh.
My mom sort of took... This is sort of like the best parenting thing that I think she ever did was my last year or two of high school, she said, you don't have a curfew. You can come home whenever, but, you know, like this is... You are free to do what you want, but you have to go to school. Like, you can't...
Right.
You can't sort of screw around or whatever. And so, you know, I just... Every now and then, I would come home super late, and she'd be angry at me or whatever, but you know, I didn't get in trouble.
Yeah.
And on the weekends, I would just leave on Friday and come home on Sunday a lot of times.
Yeah, because didn't you have, like, a girlfriend that you stayed with out of town somewhere?
Well, no, not exactly. But, I mean, she was in town. She just had a girlfriend that had an apartment and stayed at her place. But
your mom doesn't know that?
She doesn't.
Oh. No. Well, I hope she does. Hope she doesn't listen. Would she care now?
I don't think so.
I don't think she would either.
But I think she might be upset
that I
lied to her.
She would just be happy that you weren't gay.
Right? Like...
I don't know. Having met your mom in the biblical sense, I don't think she would care. I mean, your mom, of all people on earth, knows that, you know, gals have needs. And she'll be happy that you were able to fulfill that need for that gal at that time.
Yeah, who's now married to another high school friend of mine and has 4 kids.
Yeah. Is she fat?
No.
No? Is she still hot?
She's cute.
Yeah. Wait, which girl? Did I meet her?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Artie Ephraim says, hey guys, hope you're having fun in San Francisco. Jick, I like how you're calling the crabs in your bed ants to keep everybody from freaking out. we're still way back on the questions.
Well, also you keep skipping around. I feel like there's a ton
no,
in the middle.
No, I'm doing nothing but skipping forward. Like, there are so many questions now because we just keep going and going and going. Um, Different, the Drunken Gale says, trolling juggalos is lull. I've never actually messed with any juggalos. Jeff says, regarding ants, since you're in San Francisco, you could go to Chinatown and get some ant chalk. It's supposed to be super deadly.
Ant chalk?
I don't get it. Is it diatomaceous earth? I heard they hate that shit.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's weird.
What is that stuff?
It is just like dirt with like prehistoric dead microorganisms in it.
Okay.
And I don't understand. And what? It's like just bugs. It kills them? I don't know. What the fuck?
Huh.
It's just like powder. I don't know. I looked it up. I read shit about it. But I don't remember. Nah, says, I saw lambic beer on sale the other day, only I thought the L was an I at first glance. I'm just wondering about the chance of having iambic beer in the game. A raspberry iambic would be a funny beer.
A raspberry iambic?
Raise the beer up to your lips and drink. I can't write poetry on the fly like that, man.
Well, it's because it's a fly is really small.
Yeah.
It'd be really hard to write on it.
Especially yours, because you've gone down to a 12-inch waist on your jeans.
These conversations that we have pretty regularly, where we are constantly shifting the meanings of all of our words
mm-hmm.
from context to context, do you think other people do this, too?
Yeah, some people do, I think.
Do they?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I don't talk with anybody else like this.
No. That's why we're such good buddies, buddy.
I guess.
Infinite says, just watched Happy in Paraguay. What the fuck? Yeah, exactly. Nardulupa says, how many times did Stupak 2 complain about hardcore during dinner? Stupak was awesome. It was, we had dinner with him and... Slap Happy Snark. In a weird switch of the normal situation, I could remember her real name, but not her game name. And it was nice. They were cool. They were fun. We had a dinner and some beers. And we talked about game, but not... You know, I like Stupak. He didn't complain. He didn't complain about anything. He knew better. He saw the murderous glint in my eye. That's what he saw. He saw the murderous glint in my eye. Hot stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Hogula says, have you guys played Forimors Episode 3 at all yet? I think the thing that made me giggle the most so far was a new more file called 20 Hours of Monks on Fire. .divx. I have not. I think I accidentally skipped the opening cinematic because I was trying to look at something. I was trying to look at something and I logged on to my main character and I was like, oh, fuck, because it started the cinematic. I think you can rewatch. You can rewatch the cinematics, though.
From what?
If you missed them. Forum Wars Episode 3
launched
today or yesterday. What's weird is that I pre-ordered it, and I did not get a notification that it was out. And everybody else said that they were getting emails that it was available. Unless they're sending them out as like a batch job, and they haven't gotten around to me yet.
Huh.
All right, Amplitude thinks that things are getting going.
Okay.
Should
we outro?
We can't yet, I don't think.
Oh.
Boy. Now I'm just randomly looking at Radio Bugbear questions. Yeah. Audrey Hartburn says, that's kind of a clever name. Seriously, guys, wooden barrel shirt drop in Hobopolis. It can be a topical commentary on the economy. Yeah. You never see that anymore, like a dude wearing a wooden barrel with suspenders.
Yeah.
Because he can't afford clothes, but there are barrels laying around everywhere. That's
barrels are like, super expensive.
A barrel is way more expensive than a shirt now. I just fucking broke this clip off of my...
tie?
Microphone.
No.
What am I going to play with now?
Whiskey.
All right, it looks like Amplitude is a good, it's a good. I need to find a song to go out on. How about a Short Smith song? From Louder Than Bombs. How about Sweet and Tender Hooligan? That's a pretty short song. I guess it's 3.5 minutes. All right, kids. We'll see you. I'll see you Tuesday, I guess. We're not so busy that I won't be doing a show on Tuesday, are we? No, I'll be doing a show on Tuesday. We'll be doing a show on Thursday.
Wait,
yeah.
What?
I'll see you Tuesday. And Hot Stuff and I will see you Thursday.
Rock on.
Rock on, rock on.
Before you